very freaky girl.
The flavor's gone out of mind.
Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on, get your freak on.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and Freak Show Friday is your chance to call in and share what makes you a little freaky, a little different, a little weird. We don't judge. We just like to hear your story. You can do this multiple ways. Email the show, probably the most common way, is joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Also, if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram, go do that right now, by the way, if you're not already doing that. It's at Joe and Alex Show. You can find me, Alex, who's out sick today. She kind of lost her voice. Producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl, we're all up there, too. Give us all a follow on this fine Freak Show Friday kind of a day. And those are the ways to get into it. Let's talk to somebody who is, I don't know, kind of a little freaky. And that would be Nick. Hey, Nick, you're on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday. And what makes you a freak? What do you do?
Well, I grow, breed, and eat butterflies.
I'm sorry, what?
I grow and I breed and then I eat butterflies.
Okay, I'll ask again. What do you mean you grow and breed and eat butterflies?
So I grow and breed and eat butterflies.
That doesn't I've heard it three times and I still don't understand it. What is this all about? Why do you do this?
I eat butterflies. I don't know. Guys, honestly, whenever I was a kid, I ate a caterpillar and a lot of people obviously don't eat bugs, but I kind of enjoyed the flavor and then from there it turned into butterflies and now I breed and eat butterflies basically.
Well, where do you do this at? Where is this happening?
In my house. I have it all situated in my house. You know, I have like a lot of plants. I have humidifiers, fans, misters, and
like a little greenhouse inside your house.
Yeah, a little basically like a little butterfly ecosystem. Best way to describe it.
I'm in literal shock right now.
Like, what do you do? Like, how do you like grow them? Like, do you feed them something special? Is there like a butterfly? What do you call it? Like, feed or something? I don't understand any of this. This makes no sense.
Just like there's all kinds of different types of food that they eat, and then and I have a lot of different breeds. I usually go with like Skippers, Blues, Hair Streaks. I mean, those are the main butterflies that I breed and.
Wait, can we look? These real? Can we look this up? Are these real butterfly? I know nothing about butterflies.
So wait, do you work with butterflies? Like, do you work in like a greenhouse or something?
Or at the zoo, maybe?
Yeah.
No, I have like a regular 9-to-5, but that's just it's something I do in my spare time.
So why do you eat them? Do they taste good? Is it something we don't know about?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, though, they taste great to me. I mean, obviously, this isn't something for everybody. You know, they kind of have, like, you know, like a very, like, earthy kind of flavor, and that's just something that I'm into. I'll eat, like, I like the eggs.
Oh, gosh!
Obviously, still eat, like, caterpillars and things like that. I don't really do the cocoons. I don't really like the texture,
Don't you find it like kind of bizarre that you like grow them and nurture them and then you end up eating them?
I mean, I guess so, but I guess everybody kind of has their own thing and that's my thing. I don't really find it to be too weird. It's not like, they're not endangered. They live like great lives. For the most part.
It sounds like it. That's one hell of a way to end it. But I mean, to be the same thing though, Liv, I guess to see Nick's side, I'm thinking it's like people grow cows and people grow chickens and then they end up eating them.
Exactly. I mean, nobody's saying anything about that. You guys have chicken every night at restaurants and things like that. I mean, it's another animal, except for I grow them myself, I breed them myself. And
so do you eat them like for dessert or like do you have them for meals? Do you bring them to lunch?
How
like,
filling
at work?
Are those?
I mean, sometimes, I'll throw them in salads. I'll just snack on them. There's many ways. I've sandwiches. Yeah, I mean, anything you want, like, anything you can think of as a meal, you know, it's usually I can find a way to incorporate butterflies into it.
So do you cook them?
No.
You don't cook them. Yeah. How do you eat them?
No, you know. I mean, like I said, you know, you can mix them into things. Sometimes I just eat them just, you know, straight. I just kind of let them fly into my mouth. And
oh, my gosh!
It's like baby bird, but, you know, baby butterfly.
So, you know, so I'm producer Porkchop, and I just, you know, I like to cover our end. I just want to make sure, is it safe to eat butterflies? Like, what if someone listening now is like, ooh, I want to try this. Like, is it, it's okay?
Yeah, it's okay for the most part. I mean, you want to stay away from monarchs, which is a really popular type of butterfly. Those are actually poisonous.
Oh, my God.
Pretty sick, yeah. So you don't want to eat those, but most other species are totally edible. Brush-footed butterflies, swallowtails, whites and sulfurs and yellows, metal marks. Like I said, you know, I just mostly go skippers.
I'm gonna say, first of all, Nick, that's weird, but thank you for calling in. I would recommend to anybody listening to the Joe and Alex show for Freak Show Friday, maybe don't do that, because you bring up a good point, Porkchop. I don't want a listener to eat a butterfly,
right,
and do it. Why don't we stick to crickets? We've never heard anything bad about crickets.
I can't believe you, like, kill them in your mouth.
Yeah, I wonder, what does it feel like?
I mean, you know, obviously there's a little bit of movement that goes on, but, yeah, it's, just, you know, it's crunchy, it kind of has like I said, it's like an earthy flavor, and yeah, it's just like, you know.
I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have, like, do your parents know? Does your family know? Girlfriends?
No girlfriend, but yeah, my family definitely knows.
It's hard to believe, no girlfriend there. Wow, okay. What are we getting on social media? Live the Web Girl. It's at Joe and Alex Show if you want to send us a tweet for Freak Show Friday.
Dustin said, Butterfly Billy is definitely single, 1,000%. Shawnee said, this dude is a literal future/current serial killer. And Jared Gaines says, hey man, what's that in your mouth? Oh, it's mothing. Mothing at all. Get it?
Wow, okay. We got some jokesters. Hey, Nick, man, thanks for calling in for Freak Show Friday. That is, is that the grossest thing I've ever heard, but it's pretty weird.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me. You know, I think everybody should just be themselves, you know, as long as you're not hurting anybody else. I'm not hurting anybody else.
Except for the butterflies, but yeah.
Except for the butterflies, yeah.
Yeah, Nick, you do you.
Yeah, you do your thing, man. Live that butterfly life. We appreciate you for being part of the Joe and Alex Show and Freak Show Friday. If you got something, preferably non-butterfly related, for the future Freak Show Fridays, you can get on, email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Liv the Web Girl is going to be a mom?
What?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. What? We're going to find out. Liv's going to explain in about 3 minutes.